Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everybody, HBO Now is the new way to stream all of HBO. No TV package required. Get all the series, movies, docs, sports, specials, and more. Download the app on your favorite device to start your 30-day free trial instantly. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I'm ready for a loud reaction to these words. I love movies. There's a lady in the audience, wrong reaction, just screaming. It's a very specific cue. Have you ever heard the podcast? Once. And during the opening, I was in the shitter. Coming to you from the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics in Hollywood. It's another, so far it feels comfortable, but apologies right now, because, you know, when everybody gets all heated up and excited over everything that's happening, it's going to get pretty warm here in the back of Meltdown Comics, because there's an air conditioning issue. In other words, we're in the back of Meltdown Comics. No, sometimes it works. So they're going to try to fix that. But it's Sunday, March 6, 2016. Got name tags? I think so. I think I see a few good ones. What? Dr. Nick instead of Dr. No. Of course. Makes perfect sense. Rachel loves donuts. You're a dude named Rachel? He's just holding up your donuts? Why does that seem dirty? Oh, there's lots of donuts today. There's donuts in the front row, donuts back there. I like that Deadpool. That's pretty cool. I like that, the way Deadpool's just sort of peering over the name tag. Yeah, pretty neat. Danny in real life. All right, there's some good options here. It's going to be tough for my guests today. Thank you for bringing those. Doug's Plugs, tomorrow night, Sunday, March 7th. I'll be on at midnight, 11 Central and Mountain. On Comedy Central. Tuesday, March 8th, Getting Doug with High goes live on my YouTube channel at 1:15 Pacific time. Got two newbies and an oldbie booked for that one. And then March 11th through the 19th, I'll be at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, doing several shows you can't get into if you don't have a stinking badge. So sorry about that if you don't have a fancy South by Southwest badge. The next Douglas Movies taping here at Meltdown Comics is on Sunday, March 20th, at the usual time. That gives them 2 weeks to fix the air conditioning. People are already fanning themselves, which is the most distracting thing for audience members to be doing. And there's a very nice lady who always manages to do it from the very front row. And I feel bad because I want her to be able to fan herself, but it's also weird that someone sitting that close to me is fanning themselves. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. I feel terrible. Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Zootopia Lander. The number two movie is London Has Fallen and It Can't Get Up. I mean, this choice is fairly simple if you're an adult. You'd obviously watch Zootopia, not London Has Fallen. Because Zootopia looks to be like the more sophisticated film that had some thought put into it. Instead of, well, Olympus fell. Just spin a map and stop it. London has fallen. Go, write it. You're done? Great. Feet on desk. This has been Watch This, Not That. I haven't seen either and probably won't be soon edition. Oh, now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Buttchug. Buttchug Wizard. It made perfect sense till I got to Wizard. Tweeted, Gods of Egypt, more like Gods of Eat Shit. This has been Tweet Relief. Concise Buttchug Wizard Edition. Let's check out what's in the prize bag, you guys. Oh, Lord. It's already a huge prize bag, and all of my guests look like they brought amazing stuff for the bag, so this is someone's going home a lot richer. My friend in the front row who likes to fan herself and has stopped. But if you're going to pass out, fan yourself. If those are the options, if you start to feel lightheaded, fan away. But you also dressed appropriately. You've got a nice tank on. Look at some of these other people, like the guy next to you in the hoodie. One seat over. And the guy on stage in the hoodie, what are we doing? What's wrong with us? I never knew how to pronounce these Girl Scout cookies. Trefoils?
Yeah.
That's really it? Trefoils?
Yeah.
Trefoils? Trefoils? Curses. Trefoiled again. Chelsea gave us a box of Girl Scout cookies. Did you buy these from Chris Rock at the Oscars? This is something I got on the road. Somebody gave this to me in, I want to say the right place, but I've been to so many. Wherever I was just recently, maybe New York. But this book is hilarious because it's called Movie Reference Book, a comprehensive illustrated guide to the actors and actresses from movies of today and yesterday. And then it's just 697 photos. And this is what the photos look like. Like, the cover of the book is in color, but inside it's just shitty black and white photos of famous actors in alphabetical order. Wait, what? No, it's not even in alphabetical order. I'm halfway through and I just hit Dan Aykroyd. Who's right next to Robert Englund in his Freddy Krueger makeup. Yeah, so that's a great spot. So somebody's going to win that book. I should hang on to that. It's pretty cool. A couple of VHSs. I got an episode of Angel called Offspring. I think that was a good one. And then this is a pilot, final sales version. This is a pilot, the final version of a pilot called Adam's Way. And I have no idea what that was about or who was in it. I don't think it even went to series for the WB network, which also does not exist. Never happened, you guys. A sippy cup from, I saw a musical on Broadway in previews called Disaster. And so I kept my sippy cup from that. Chelsea's very excited. I got some cookies from D. Lush's Cookies because they give them to you on At Midnight. And I'm not a cookie eater. Oh, this is great. These are two CDs that, for some reason, I purchased. Mandy Moore's first album, Candy. Yeah, I mean, the clerk should have just really talked me out of that one. And then, whenever I think of sad dogs, I like to listen to Sarah McLachlan. And this is her most popular one, I think. Surfacing? Yeah. So those are both in the bag. And this is the most exciting thing to me. Yesterday I participated in the Jimmy Pardo's annual Pardcast-a-thon. And $169,000, I think, was raised for Smile Train. And I'll have a few of these to give away over the next few episodes. Smile Train gave us a bunch of shirts to commemorate Pardcast-a-thon 16, which I don't think that's the 16th one. I think it's because it's 2016. But that shit always confuses me when I'm hashtagging. We got two newbies and a great oldie coming out here right now, you guys. Please give a big warm welcome to Theo Vaughn, Natalie Morales, and Michael Sheen. Where's your mic at?
This is it.
Yeah, that's your mic, Theo. Good job. And Natalie's got her mic now.
And I'll always be your mic.
You were saying that to everyone, though, right? Not just me.
No, just
you're everybody's mic. Yeah. But let's, ladies first, you guys. Yeah. Natalie Morales is back on the show, everybody. Second time here. First time, long time. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for coming back.
I'm happy to be here.
And
thank you for remembering I existed.
Like I told you backstage, I see your Twitters, I see your tweets, and I especially enjoy, you know, there's a Natalie Morales on a program none of us watch because we like to sleep called The Today Show. And Natalie Morales, straight up, same name.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, if she was in SAG, she'd have to stick a middle initial in there or something.
Not in fucking SAG.
Yeah, she's just in the
I was there first,
TV
too.
Union, morning TV union.
I think it's AFTRA, but now it doesn't matter. Now it's all
well, it's SAG-AFTRA, so but it's too late to get her to add an initial.
Yes, I don't know, like Natalie J. Morales.
I would hope it's Natalie V. Morales. I like the feeling of that.
So we had like versus each other.
Yes. Yes. First name versus last name.
The sad thing is that I almost had a stage name, and I so regret it now.
Did you have one picked out?
Yes, and I used it early on.
What was it?
It's awesome, you guys. It was Natalie Moriarty.
Whoa!
Yes. And at the time when I picked it, no one cared about Sherlock Holmes, and now there's like a big resurgence. I would have been, you know, of the time, I would have not been pigeonholed into Latina roles, and I wouldn't have been confused with this lady all the time. It's a big mistake. Do you think it's too late?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it might be too late, yeah.
I don't know, but yeah. You're on a very, everybody tells me how great The Grindr is. She's on The Grindr, you guys. If you're not watching it, because you have Fred Savage issues or something, like you're afraid Mike Myers is going to run in and say mole 100 times. Molly, 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 molly. And it's in its second, it's going into its second season. Where is it at?
We hope so.
Oh, it still hasn't.
It has not been picked up.
Is it on the bubble?
Do we have to
vote? Are there going to be primaries? Do we have to caucus for The Grindr?
I think you just have to watch it.
Oh, okay. Watch it, you guys.
Yeah, just watch it.
It's on Fox on Monday nights.
Or on the Fox Now
app. Tuesdays, according to someone in the audience. I just took a guess.
It is Tuesday nights.
Okay, good.
At 9:30.
It's funny someone in the audience corrected me before you did.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
At 9:30?
Yeah, 9:30.
It's a half hour?
Yeah.
Did not know that. I'm more in now.
I thought it was an hour-long
show, sure. Like all those David Kelly drama comedies.
You thought it was a drama?
Dramedies. Well, I thought it was, you know, maybe Ally McBeal-ish. And they drag that shit out for an hour every week. Like two episodes in, they're like, we got to start doing musical numbers.
No. No.
So half hour
babies.
Tight. No dancing babies. You
no,
can just go just right to the case.
Just another
solve
case.
The case.
There's absurd things.
Yeah, crazy
hardly
shit.
Hardly ever a case.
All right. I had no idea, but it is single camera.
No. Well, I mean, yes, it is. It is.
There's got to be at least one camera.
Yes, there is. There's many.
All right, we'll watch it, you guys. Saturdays on ABC. Tuesdays at 9:30 on Fox. Settle down. It's too hot in here to be upset. Also, joining us for the very first time, a super polite young man. I did some radio with him a couple days ago. We'll talk about that in a second. It's Theo Vaughn, everybody.
Thank you for having me, Douglas.
I liked how you waved on a podcast.
Well, that's true.
That's me right here.
Okay. So I'm not the smartest one here.
Well, we'll see about that, but... For the time being, you're all smart to me.
Oh,
and
thank you,
Doug. You were
you seem like a nice man.
Fun so. To hang out with at the Opie and Jim show on mm-hmm. Sirius XM last week. We did it on Wednesday.
Yeah, we
it
talked
was.
About that cow in my town that didn't have any legs. Remember that cow I told you about?
Yeah, I didn't love that story. I'm kind of a cow fan. I have a couple at home.
Okay.
Did we talk about whether or not you named the cow? Did it have a
no,
name?
No, someone named it Danny, though, because they thought it was going to be a boy.
And they thought it would have four legs.
I guess. I don't know.
Did they prop it up? Like, how does
no,
the
they
cow
put it in, like, a special cow. Soft area, and everybody would come and pet and everything.
He
it was like the
rolls?
Oracle of our town. He didn't roll over much. They might have leaned him at night.
I can't believe that we didn't ask these follow-up questions.
Well, it's like one of the cases on her show.
Yeah.
Yes.
It would be, yeah. That'd be the people. Some people are mad about
someone
the legless cow.
Danny.
And some or somebody stole Danny? Who's got Danny?
I don't know.
Definitely didn't run away. We can rule that out. And Michael Sheen is here, you guys. Star of films and... references made around Sarah Silverman. Did you see Bill Maher on Friday night?
Yeah, I was that.
Yeah, and he, what did he call you, a hunky Englishman?
He called me a hunky Brit.
There you go.
A hunky British boyfriend.
Yeah.
I thought he was talking about Clive Owen.
I was looking around. Where is this?
But that was cool that she was on there and said a lot of great things.
Yeah,
and
she did
it was
great.
Super fun. And then I watched it today, and in Bill Maher's rant at the end, New Rules, he totally burns Nancy Reagan. So that's weird timing. I mean, just for me, everybody else watched it on Friday night, and then a couple days later, she died.
That's how she died? Bill Maher burned?
Bill Maher. Yeah.
She was a witch? Did we...
Not surprised.
Yeah, Bill Maher set her Nancy Reagan on fire.
Yeah.
And people didn't notice at first because she always wearing red.
It's a quick news cycle. Saturday night, established as a witch. Sunday, burnt to death by Bill Maher. That's terrible.
I hope I'm not upsetting anybody with it.
Also, so you have time to watch Bill Maher TV show, still haven't time to watch Masters of Sex, as you just told me.
How many episodes do you have so far of Masters of Sex?
Three.
Yeah, and how many are people that I know naked in?
All three.
It's hard for me to watch, dude.
I'm constantly naked throughout.
No, I've seen some of the show, and like Allison Janney's amazing on it, and it looks like a great show. So I'll go back and watch all of it.
Just Allison Janney.
Yeah, just Allison.
No, I could compliment you to your face, but I do that every time you're on the show. Yeah, I don't have shit actors on Doug Loves Movies. What would be the point of that?
You seem like a nice man, I think. I do.
Theo, I need to tell you there's currently a contest for a show sidekick, and you are now in first place. Did you get a chance to listen to this show at all?
Yeah, I did. I listened to some of it. Oh, sorry, I did listen to some of it.
When you're doing stand-up comedy, do you ever just wander on a stage and just start talking, and somebody has to go, Cleo, I almost called you Cleo.
You almost called me Cleo, the
Cleo.
Sidekick.
My new sidekick, Cleo Vaughn, everybody. Just remember to use your microphone.
Yeah.
And you're going to do great, because you listened to one. Who was on that one?
To the one that I listened to?
Let me think.
It was this guy.
Do you remember?
I'm trying to think. It was like this tall, kind of taller, like dark-skinned guy. And
you could tell from listening?
Yeah, I can. I know a taller, dark-skinned man, and I know what they sound like, honestly.
Because Pete Holmes is tall, but I don't know. I wouldn't call him dark-skinned.
No, he's not. He sounds taller and whiter, though, or paler.
Yeah.
This guy sounded a little more not like Pete Holmes.
Okay. So,
like he was Tongan.
Could you take a stab at who?
Might have been Tongan or like something from an island, some romantic place.
I want to just make sure. Okay. Douglas right. Movies is the show you listen
Can I
to?
Can I put this back on my lap? Can I put this back on my lap? I think I had it there for
Tom
reason.
Something from an island? That was his name?
This is like Lost, the conversation, I feel like. I'm sorry, I'm just going to put this on my lap.
You know, there's a lot
Can
of people that
Mike
stick with it
again?
For 8 years.
Okay. Can you just talk to Michael again, please?
Well, I got to just say, Cleo, that you are terrific on Masters of Sex. It's the only reason that I watch. I have an assistant cuts every other actor out of the show, and since you're not actually on it, that's why I've never seen any of it. But you were always on. I first saw you, of course, on Road Rules, and I was like, that guy is so much funnier than anybody that's ever been on Road Rules.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you were like a funny guy on there, but you got the idea to become a stand-up comic like a few years later.
Yeah.
You weren't doing any stand-up at that time.
Mm-mm.
And you got your face out there on that show.
Yeah,
you did a bunch of challenges.
Comedy. Did a bunch of challenges.
Yeah, and then when you started comedy, you probably had to start a little bit at ground zero, but at least some people knew who you were.
Right.
And it was funny material that you had from having.
And it's hard to do comedy when you're standing at ground zero. It's not a funny place.
As soon as I said it, I was like, that can't be the right expression.
That's a tough crowd.
You started your comedy in a pit where two buildings used to be. What? Isn't that what ground zero means?
I don't want to be the assistant.
I'm so... I know, it's hard. Not everybody can be as great as an assistant as Andy Richter. The way he gets Conan his coffee is so great. He always gets the right amount of sugar. All right, you guys. I got to ask a question of everybody. Two questions. The first being, what did you bring for the prize bag? Let's build up to Michael, because he always...
No, don't.
Really?
Okay.
I think you always overdo it, which is a great thing. But let's start with Theo, because it's his first time. He probably maybe doesn't even understand the premise.
No, but I love prizes, and I brought two prizes for someone. And I brought this right here, actually, is a Tommy John shirt. So,
it's just one shirt in that box?
Yeah, there might be more in there. You don't know.
You know, I just saw that box from the side as it was here, and it says Tommy John. I want everyone to experience the Tommy John fit and feel, and I did not think it was a shirt.
At all. Oh, you thought it was a cast of his anus?
I did think it was some sort of fleshlighty type thing.
Yeah, look, that's what I was going for, but fleshlight wouldn't make any sense because he's
a
dude.
It could be.
Yeah.
And I got this book here, Tender Nightmares. It's autographed by me and Doug.
What, right now?
Yep. No, it's already autographed.
You already autographed?
Oh, you wrote my name in there. Yeah. That's perfect.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for that.
That's
some good stuff. But as we heard, there are some Grindr fans in the audience. And Natalie, what did you bring?
I brought
from the Grindr.
What I think is two posters. And also, one moment while I open this box. It's so exciting.
Whoa, this is like watching a loot crate being open.
I brought some Grindr beanies.
Oh.
And some Grindr sunglasses.
Multiples of each of those things?
Yes.
Well, how many of each?
I think there's three of each sunglasses.
We'll pull
and
out
beanies.
The extras and let's throw them into the audience.
All right.
Lawsuit.
How deep does this go? All right. Whoa, that was real deep. Should I throw them? Is this what's happening?
Yeah. Well,
for no reason at all?
Yeah. Just because they want it.
God,
like,
what if
there's
I
hands
someone?
Up. Just hit his hands.
What if I hurt somebody?
Well, the beanies will be less painful, hopefully.
There you go. Oh,
there you go.
There you go. Beanies are soft.
One beanie.
One more beanie. Oh, well, that was kind of grabby. Was that your wife or your girlfriend that you grabbed it from? My wife.
My wife.
And I'm not going to throw the extra poster, huh?
No, who wants a poster? That guy.
It's a whole...
That's a woman.
What?
Oh, sorry, that's a guy. I'm sorry.
It's a guy.
I don't even have... One of my eyes doesn't even work. It's for show.
Oh, you got one of them fancy show eyes?
See if you could feed one of those rolled up posters to the back row, yes. Human caterpillar style, from the front.
Michael, I thought you would have learned. You would have learned from my anus reference.
I don't want to mess them up.
This crowd's not into that shit.
I don't want to mess them up. They're like intertwined.
No, we won't.
Some time later. Do you see that it's complicated?
All right. Nice. Well, that guy over there, get together with whoever wins the prize bag and make sure you get your poster.
Do that. Yeah.
It's definitely a dude.
Someone's talking to you.
Is somebody's phone talking?
Me.
Yeah, it's Siri.
What's Siri want?
She said...
She's saying, go with the human caterpillar idea.
Siri's dumb. Never mind.
She just goes off in your pocket?
It's a he. I
Let me out of here.
Voice.
You did?
I did.
But you still call it Siri?
Its name is still Siri. Siri's not a feminine name, necessarily.
It isn't?
Why not?
Tell that to Siri Cruz. What do you got for the prize bag, Michael? Let's hear it.
I brought for the prize bag, first of all, a bag.
Oh,
which
great.
Is quite meta. Beautiful. It's beautiful.
I like that bag.
This is a bag that I was given that I just thought was a little bit too girly for me, but but not for a Doug Loves Movies audience. And then inside that bag, to celebrate your wonderful political system, a special collector's edition of JFK. A political person who got shot. One of many political people who got shot who were, I think we can say, good people. I don't want to put the idea into anyone's head, but how about shooting Trump? And we also...
It's not a felony to threaten to kill a candidate.
No. No.
Not until after. We got to wait for the... You can say that until the convention, Michael, and then you got to zip it.
Okay.
If he's the nominee, no more of that talk.
No more. Okay.
Yeah.
Then, you know that one of your presidents was shot by an actor.
It's an interesting point to bring up.
Just say.
Just then, trying to tell us to avoid the theater?
Yeah. The play was just so boring. Even the actor got so bored.
Yeah,
he had to shoot the president.
I'm going to break my leg and shoot a guy to get the fuck out of this play.
Who have you got to shoot to get out of this play? Anyway, so then we've also got a few... it hasn't even happened yet. A few other films. So there's Belle de Jour. Anyone?
Oh, classic, yes. Natalie's going to take that one.
Yeah, Catherine Deneuve getting all sexy with it. And... Diabolique.
Oh.
Pretty great movie.
You brought a film school in a bag?
Yeah. Vengeance is Mine. Japanese serial killer movie. Very, very good.
All Criterion Collection.
Yeah. Then King of Comedy. A film that I watched recently again that I hadn't seen in a while. Oh my God, it's so good.
It's amazing. Nothing's changed.
No.
Like,
so ahead of its time. I was talking, do you know Steve Merchant, the guy who with Ricky Gervais did the British Office?
Yeah.
And we were talking about it last night, and I said, it's like there was, that film came out, King of Comedy, everyone hated it when it came out, nobody thought it was any good, and then years and years later, suddenly almost every bit of comedy is made in the style of King Comedy, that kind of awkward, embarrassing, but it was just so ahead of its time.
Yeah, yeah, it was office awkward, but like that wasn't, people didn't enjoy that yet.
Yeah.
They hadn't learned to enjoy that.
Anyway, that's great.
It's
and
very
then finally, Stephen King's Salem's Lot, the book.
Oh, you put a book in there.
Yeah.
Is that something you guys like to read?
Aren't you going
to
expand somebody's horizons?
There you go.
Yeah, that's what a bag. Thank you very much. Thank you to everybody very for nice. All these great prizes.
Yep, I brought the only shirt.
I brought a
sorry,
shirt too, but it's long sleeve. Oh no!
Sorry, I got 10 shirts.
Oh, okay. That's how good you are. I was buying it. I thought they were even looked under your chair, like that's where they were.
10 shirts.
And I was following you. But all of that is going to be somebody's today when we start playing some games. But first, we have to ask everybody a question. And we'll start with you, Theo. What was the last motion picture that you saw?
The last motion picture that I saw?
Yes. No, we don't need to talk about still pictures here.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the motion ones.
Oh, Deadpool.
There you go.
Yeah. I didn't know what that was for a second, because you pronounce it that way.
Oh, yeah?
You said Deadpool.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, is there a movie about like a pool that's dead?
Yeah, he's talking about the Clint Eastwood movie.
Yeah.
The Deadpool.
Yeah.
But Deadpool, one word.
Genetically, I'm speaking about Alabama. Really. Is that too much? Sorry. Okay.
Alabama's a Deadpool? I kind of get it. What about...
You're doing great.
Put your microphone back. Where it belongs.
But yeah, I saw Deadpool and it was good.
Okay, good. That's all we need to know. Just want to make sure you're on the right side on this. Because anyone who dislikes Deadpool is no friend of mine. Right. But I'd probably be all right with it. Natalie, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw this documentary called The Champions, which is about the dogs that were rescued from Michael Vick's dog wrestling ring. Not wrestling.
Wrestling. If only they were just wrestling, it wouldn't have been such a big deal.
It would have been fine. They could have just tapped out. Dog fighting ring, and it's about like their recovery. This organization called Best Friends like took them all in and recouped. I mean, it took like years to get some of these dogs to not be afraid of doors or people or, you know. But it was great. They all got good homes. Really interesting.
Is it true that Mickey Rourke is starring in the next Pixar film about an old wrestling school, and he does the voice of the old down and out wrestler?
I hope so. I hope that's true. I don't know about that.
No. Where did that come from? Is there?
Is there some
sort of joke in there somewhere?
I love the idea of a dog wrestling school.
Oh.
And then I thought it would be great if it was animated as well.
You left out the dog part. I guess we should have assumed that part.
Yeah.
You were just like, is there a Pixar where Mickey Rooney plays a wrestler? It's like,
Mickey Rooney? Yeah, now we're talking.
That's what I was thinking. He could be an Asian wrestler like he was in Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, yeah. Let's have the bout right here. Come on, Judy. The plucky little Shih Tzu, who's got a great left hook. Oh my God, it's right in itself. It really is.
It really is. I'm liking this.
Hey, you're the voice of the rabbit in the new Alice in Wonderland, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
Thanks.
I'm glad that character survived to the sequel.
Yeah. Yeah, we've killed the white rabbit. It seemed very unnecessary.
Well, I do think that, maybe an actor of color could have been given a chance to play the white rabbit.
Maybe someone tall, dark-skinned from an exotic island.
There was somebody here. Yeah.
Quit Tongan shit, because now it's time to say...
That's the best Tongan play on words I've ever heard in my life.
Why don't I get to say what film I saw?
Oh, I thought you did. I thought you saw a movie in your head starring Mickey Rooney. What was the last movie you saw?
I'm excited to say it, because the last film I saw also happens to be my favorite film of the last year. Which is a film called The Lobster. Has anyone seen The Lobster?
I've only heard good things. Oh, tell us more.
It's so great. It's by this Greek director called, I think, Yorgos Lanthimos. I think, and it's the first film he's done in the English language. And it's Colin Farrell and Rachel Weisz and Lea Seydoux and Olivia Colman and Ben Whishaw. And it's the basic premise is that everyone has to go to this hotel in the middle of the countryside for 45 days. And if at the end of 45 days they haven't found their soulmate, they get turned into an animal of their choice. If that sounds good to you, watch The Lobster.
Maybe not good, but definitely intriguing.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's unlike anything I've ever seen. It,
yeah,
it works
I don't
so
can't
well.
Think
it's
of a funny, thing where weird. That is right. Even remotely the premise.
Yeah.
It's pretty special. Who wants to be a lobster we have from the talkative front row?
The answer to that is Colin Farrell.
You already got a
movie,
beanie.
The Lobster, appearing in cinemas near you a year ago.
All right. Yeah, it's been on the festival circuit, and yeah. I just missed it, and I do want to
But I would
I
highly recommend
see
it. It, really, because yeah. Not many people saw it, and it is absolutely brilliant.
All right, check out The Lobster, and then send your complaints directly to at Michael Sheen. No, send your thank yous for telling me about that movie, which I've gotten a lot of this year for Bone Tomahawk. Yeah, ever since I mentioned that on the show, people either say, you know, thank you so much for recommending that, or no thank you for putting that one sequence into my head that I'll never forget. It has a brutally violent sequence that I apologize for that, but it also is... adds to the power of the film.
I don't know anything about that movie, but it conjures up the same kind of images that his t-shirt box conjures up. A movie named Bone Tomahawk.
Yeah, it sounds like...
Maybe that's not what it's about.
Sounds like you use it for whacking? Is that what you're...
I don't know. I am intrigued.
It's a Fired Western. Up. It's a Western, and I have no idea why it's called that. There's a reason, but no reason to get into it. See The Lobster, and now let the games begin! Lots of people made name tags, lots of people brought donuts, but each of you on stage get to pick just one person to play for today in our round of games. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right
donuts.
Back after these words from me.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Roku. Roku players give you the biggest selection of streaming channels like HBO Now, plus innovative features like voice search, unbiased search results, and private listening via the Roku remote or your mobile app. With HBO Now, you get all of HBO, including every season, every episode of HBO's addictive original series, past and present, plus the biggest and latest movies before any other streaming service. No TV package required, and it's available on Roku players. Roku gives you TV the way you want it. Watch what you love, including HBO Now. Roku offers America's favorite streaming players. Search across the widest selection of channels by actor, title, or director. With over 3,000 channels and 300,000 movies and TV episodes in the U.S. and counting, you'll always find something to watch. From the very latest movies and TV shows to cult classics, find the perfect something effortlessly. HBO Now is the standalone streaming service that gives you all of HBO with no TV package required. Big premieres are available at the same time that they air on TV. Watch every episode of HBO's addictive series, including Game of Thrones, Veep, Ballers, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, Girls, Silicon Valley, True Detective, and more. Don't miss the thought-provoking documentaries, hilarious comedies, action-packed sports events, and smart talk shows that everyone is talking about. Try it for free for 1 month. Visit roku.com/tellthetruth. That's Tell the Truth to learn more about Roku players and your 1 month free HBO Now trial. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back, and Theo is feeling terrible about picking a box of donuts. Oh, I'm sure they're delicious, yeah.
I don't feel terrible good. About it.
But it's a name tag that says it's a Max, 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 Max world, and then he just put it on a bunch of donuts. And then don't say this part out loud, because that's for the end of the show.
Right.
If you don't prevail today, then I will say that. Well, he might win. We got to play some games. But which one of these donuts do you want, Theo?
I just want one of them.
Which one, though?
I'm going to have this one.
Take the one you want.
I'm probably going to have this one that right here that has the little, already has acne.
And I just caught that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You guys
are so
good.
Uh-oh, a bar's coming in. Coming in hot.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we're monsters.
We did it. See, that's why, I'll take this now, that's why people bring donuts, because they know that's going to happen. I always just throw them back out into the audience, because I don't want their fucking donuts.
Yeah, I never knew that about you, but that's wild.
It's a tough way to learn. Nope, we don't want any more donuts.
Speak for yourself, Doug.
I mean, she might take the whole box later.
Doug, you have the weirdest group of friends I've ever met, I think.
It's true, this is just all of my friends.
You also have
everyone I know in Los Angeles comes. That's why I don't pick a name tag, because I can't do that to my friends. Who are you playing for, Natalie?
I am playing for someone who I assume is named Perla. And her excellent, excellent, gigantic name tag is a play on the movie Pineapple Express, Perla Express.
And her face is on Seth Rogen's body.
My favorite part of it is the hashtag, which says Zero to Chola. Yeah. I love that for so many reasons. And it says, girl who brought you many hugs.
Yeah, she changed it from the man who brought you whatever, Last American Virgin or whatever it said.
It's wonderful.
To the girl who brought you many hugs.
Perla, well,
probably said
like
the man
answer.
Who brought you the pregnant one, knocked up. Is that what it said? Yeah, okay. Good job, Perla. And you've only heard the show once?
I heard actually the first one you ever did.
You heard the first one I ever did, and then you figured out to do this?
That's a lie. I listened to your first podcast with David Cross years ago. And then I kind of got in this NPR wormhole.
Is this really happening?
She's your sister. At the end of the story, she's your
someone
sister.
Else made that for you?
I
you should have never said that, because I'm going to have her select another name tag. Oh. I'm just kidding.
I would have refused.
Okay, yeah, she's got your back. Yeah, okay.
All right.
So she listened to the let me just tell you quickly what she said, for if the home listeners didn't hear. She listened to the first one I did years ago, probably about 10 years ago, with David Cross. It was probably about 20 minutes, half hour long. We didn't play any games. And then you listened to a recent one. All right, you're terrible at answering questions. No, I know, you're going to make a speech again. Have you heard the show? Yes, once, you said. Now it turns out twice. Are you Donald Trump? Who you played for, Michael?
In a blood-curdling coincidence, given that one of my prizes was a Stephen King novel, someone, I don't know what her name is, I hope we'll have to ask later.
I'm guessing it's that.
That's the joke.
Sorry.
Don't worry.
Natalie's all, the Emperor's naked!
Don't worry.
It's too hot for this hat.
This lady has got one of the a film on of the very first Stephen King novel I ever read, which is Christine.
There you go.
And what's your name, my darling?
It still kind of worked, that joke.
It's Teen. Her name's Teen.
I'm sure we've had some Tinas over the years who've used Christina and just slapped an A on there. Well, great job picking name tags. But now you're going to play some movie-based trivia games. And they're easier than you might think, Theo.
I like Family Man. Have you seen that?
Don't panic. We talked about this the other day. I can't get over the fact that when just let's talk about movies, the first thing Theo brings up is Family Man starring Nicolas Cage.
It's a great movie.
He loves it.
It's good, isn't it, at the end?
Yeah. Are you like...
The fucking airport? I can't even get on a plane anymore without looking back to see if somebody loves me.
Gate, no one could be anywhere near where you are if they don't also have a ticket.
Yeah.
You're loved, don't worry about it.
And if someone actually did come running at you in an airport, they'd be taken down, like, but guns would be everywhere, wouldn't they? Just be riddled with bullets before you go anywhere near.
That's so unromantic.
All right, so...
I like that movie too, Theo.
Thank you. Yeah, okay. Michael, you want to weigh in on Family Man?
Sorry, I missed the first bit of this conversation. What are we talking about?
There's a Nicolas Cage, Don Cheadle movie where...
Oh, Family Man.
All right, Theo gets a point.
My favorite movie. We talked about this the other day.
All right, now I have to fan myself.
I do.
Oh, you like it?
I do love it.
All right, the first game we're going to play is a little something that we like to call Doing Lines with Mark.
You guys want to do some fucking lines?
Oh, fuck, is that Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, it is.
What's up, Michael?
Mark Wahlberg.
It is Mark Wahlberg, indeed.
For the listener at home, Michael and I just Voltroned. Oh, man. How you guys doing? You doing good?
So, thanks for being here, Mark. We're a little rushed for time because...
It's all good, dude.
Things are just taking a while today for some reason.
You're lucky I was in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And Donnie's been in an argument with a food truck for 2 hours. And I didn't have the heart to tell him nobody's in there.
Just yelling at a food truck?
Yep. He's like, open up. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to let you handle this, Donnie. Just went for a walk. Saw you were doing a show.
Well, if you didn't know this, Mark Wahlberg has a pretty encyclopedic knowledge of every line from every movie ever made.
I was either in them or should have been.
And so he's going to say a line from a probably a pretty well-known motion picture, Theo. And you just say in your microphone, just guess as soon as you think you know it.
All right.
As often as
just
you want.
Theo?
Until somebody gets it. No, all of you. I just Theo just seemed kind of in donut land for a second.
I know where the
It's kind of amazing, but it's hard to get over that Mark Wahlberg's actually here.
You That's know, what I say to mirrors.
When you grow up in a town with a legless cow, you never see something like Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. That was our Mark Wahlberg.
That was, should have named him that legless cow Mark Wahlberg. Then it would have grew some and ran away, right, Mark?
Fucking A, as long as it gets its cardio and it can run as long as it wants.
All right, I don't know if you... Okay, so... Mark's going to say a line from a movie. He'll say some other stuff first really quick because he likes to psych himself up. Let's do this, Mark.
Look good, feel good. Look good, feel good.
Okay, here we go. This is the real part.
I never get here enough. That's the problem. Can you imagine this town in the rain? In the 20s? Imagine Paris in the rain in the 20s. The writers, the artists.
Midnight in Paris.
It is Midnight in Paris. Way to go, Natalie. All right, I'm going to go help Donnie get his money back, or we're going to steal that fucking truck.
Mark Wahlberg, everybody. And Natalie Morales for the win on that one.
Who would have thought?
How'd you know it?
Because he said Paris. And also,
and it's getting
in
late.
20s.
In the 20s,
although
yeah.
It was weird to have him say it.
Right, well,
it
again, he'll be the first to tell you he should have played that part.
And also, someone who's in it sitting next to you who didn't beat you.
Right. Well, you were this close.
Do you know what I did? I was about to say it, and then I politely thought I should let him finish first before I say it. And then
okay.
And then I thought, no, fuck that, I should just say it. And then I heard a lady start to say it.
And then you said I should let her finish before I
exactly.
say it.
Yeah, exactly.
He came in pretty fast, though.
Yeah. You were very good.
Thank you.
Well done, Moriarty.
Oh, thank you.
Foiled again. Come along, Holmes. Our cab awaits.
Does your story of working with Woody Allen like align with everybody else's, that he just sort of doesn't speak much, but when he does, he's nice enough? And
I did my very first take in that. Well, actually, the rehearsal for the very first bit that I did in that film, which was a bit with the Rodin sculpture garden, and it's essentially the first take was just me doing a long speech about the statue, and he said, let's do a rehearsal. He didn't. The first AD said, let's do a rehearsal. I did the speech. He came running across the garden going, no, no, no! And he said it was so big what I was doing that it was like, no, it couldn't work. Now, bring it down. And I thought, let's go for a take, he said. And I thought, right, if I fuck this up, I'm going to be sacked, because he sacks people. And I haven't filmed anything yet. What am I going to do? Do I bring it down a bit, in which case it may still be too big for him? Or do I... So I made a decision. I thought, I'm going to do absolutely nothing, and it'll be shit, but at least he'll know I can go somewhere in between and hopefully not fire me. So I did absolutely nothing, thinking I would sacrifice it, and he was like, yeah, that's much better. Okay. Moving on. So that scene, when you watch it, watch the terror in my eyes. Because that we only did one take, so that's the take he used.
Wow.
Yeah. And you can see a terrified actor. There you go.
Can't wait. So watch that again. Ugh. All right, so... No, it's I like that one. It's a fun one. It's a good one. All right, so now we're going to play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And that's the game where I say a tagline that's usually from the poster for a movie. And you guys just, this will be individually. I'll read it to you and then just jump in and guess if, you don't have to jump in. I'll go to you directly. So we'll start with Natalie. Someone named Sean Pons, P-W-N-S, on Twitter suggested this one. What movie has the tagline, Natalie, boot up or shut up?
Huh.
Boot up or shut up?
I feel like it's some sort of army movie. Oh, people are shaking their heads. No. Oh, shit.
People are weird.
Told you.
Oh, wait. It could be like a boot up like a computer thing. Interesting. Oh, God, I really have no idea.
Just guess.
Somebody whisper it.
No, don't do it that way. That's not how games work.
Okay. Is it...
Who do you think you are, Diamond Dallas Page?
Is it Pixels?
No, not Pixels. Okay. Michael.
G.I. Joe.
No. Theo. Boot up or shut up.
Can we just make up a movie?
I would appreciate it.
Okay.
It won't be the correct answer, probably. I would love it if you made up a movie that ended up being the right answer.
These boots were made for Joaquin.
So it's kind of like a behind the scenes, like the costume designer for the...
It's a docudramedy.
Yeah, okay. Costume designer for Walk the Line. All right. Boots were made for Joaquin. So none of you got that one right, but of course it's just out of nowhere, but it makes perfect sense when you hear it. Hackers.
I knew it.
Hackers, yeah. You thought it might be a computer thing. Yeah.
Oh, balls.
All right, Natalie, we start with you again.
Okay.
Which movie has the tagline, Gordon never gives up?
Oh, my God, is it Gordon Gekko? But I don't think that's the tagline. Gordon. Who's Gordon?
Yeah.
I'm thinking out loud, guys.
I'm talking Gordon, with my mouth, everybody.
Gordon never gives up. That sounds cartoony. Oh God.
Gordon.
Let's go.
Just take a stab.
All right,
at
fine.
It. Why not?
I really want to win for Perla.
There's
let's just
more
do
games
a,
later. This one's not that crucial.
Okay. All right. I was just going to say Wall Street. I know that's not it.
Full title?
Oh, Wall Street Money Never Sleeps?
That's correct. Michael was dying to jump in on that one. He figured it out.
I figured she'd never get Money Never Sleeps. Moriarty, you did it again.
I was in that movie, which is why I got that, because it's the craziest title.
Yeah, didn't help me with Midnight in Paris.
Why does money never sleep? Like, is money always awake? Like, what does that mean?
Because money's on its iPhone all night. That's
yes.
How do you know it?
She's in
that's
it.
That's a really weird tagline for
she's
that.
In the movie. She's worked with LaBeouf.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Yes.
Dang.
Is it true you were doing a take and Shia started screaming, no, 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 too big,
no,
too awake?
But it is true that Oliver Stone carried a gold brick around with him and for good luck would rub it on Shia's dick.
Wow.
That doesn't sound good for Shia or the brick.
Yeah.
How do you rub a gold brick?
That's made me go all Olivia. That's a Bachelor reference, brother.
Perla got it. Yeah. All right, so we're going to start with Michael for this next round. What movie has the tagline, never let your friends tie you to the tracks, tie you up to the tracks.
You want to know it.
Never let your friends tie you up to the tracks.
Never, I'm going to repeat it slowly.
Okay.
Never let your friends.
Too big, too big.
Tie you up to the trash.
Did you read for the sloths in Zootopia?
Wow, never let your friends tie you up. That seems like just a badly written tagline.
It's,
well.
It's probably not the greatest.
Never let your friends tie you up.
Do you have a guess?
Rango.
Nope. Theo?
Good guess, though.
Oh, man. You seem like you had an idea a minute
ago.
Yeah,
you said you knew it.
I thought I did.
Say that title.
I thought, no, that's not it. I thought it was Ratatouille.
Oh. Wait.
Because, like, in the beginning, there's, like, this.
Oh, yeah, there's a hole. No, but, like. And then they.
Whatever, dude. I was flipping between a couple movies, and it was.
You were flipping
movie.
Between Unstoppable and Ratatouille. Yeah. You thought it was a train movie.
What was it?
Natalie gets a shot at it. Never let your friends tie you up to the tracks.
Okay, so I'm going to go. Usually these are punny. I'm thinking it's like a racetrack, not a train track. But unfortunately, I don't know any racetrack movies. So I'm just going to guess Seabiscuit.
Why would somebody be tied to the track?
Please let it be Seabiscuit. Oh.
There was a tragic turn in the Preakness today. When a dastardly man tied a lady up to the track. No, it is a reference to being tied up to train tracks, and it's also tracks also has another meaning, and the movie's called Trainspotting. Isn't that a terrible tagline for train spotting? It's a little too cheeky. Yeah. But it was an edgy movie.
It should just be, let's get fucked. That should be the.
Yeah, or shit the bed. All right, well, let's do one more because this is too much fun, and I think I got one that you guys will be able to get. And we will, you know what, I'll throw this, this is open to the first person who says it, of the three of you. Someone named Boss Man Kurt, K-U-R-T, on Twitter. No, Bass Man, excuse me. B-A-S-S Man Kurt. He suggests... he might be a bassman. You're right. He suggested the following tagline, and first one of you to say the name of the movie is going to win this round. Shaft's his name, Shaft's his Shaft. Game. Christine! Oh, shit. But that guy sent me that. He's like, here's a good one for whose tagline is it anyway? Shaft's his name, Shaft's his game. Which also, if you've seen Shaft or know who Shaft is, that still doesn't even make sense. Shaft is his game. I am my own game.
Shaft never sleeps.
Yeah. One eye open. All right, well, that was a lot of fun. Doesn't really mean anything.
I won one.
You what did. You got one. Michael got one. But like I said, doesn't matter.
It means something.
I can still win.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. Especially because we're about to play maybe the easiest game ever invented. It's called ABCD's Nuts, and it's a spelling game, Theo. And we'll start. Okay. Since it was sort of a tie that last game, we'll start with Natalie and then go to Michael and then to Theo, and. I think in honor of Natalie's popular TV show that you can watch on Tuesdays at 9:30
not
on
really
Fox.
That popular.
She's on a very unpopular
critically
program.
Acclaimed unpopular.
Please watch. Let's spell out the grinder. That's what we're going to spell today. So when I come to you, Theo, I'll tell you a letter from the sentence, the grinder, the title, the grinder, and then you just name any movie in the history of movies that begins with that letter.
Okay.
Can't no make-em-ups.
Any movie that
it's
I know.
It's got to be a real.
Wait, do we have
anyone
spell
that
it?
You know?
Or
so
just say it.
Unfortunately, there isn't an F in the grinder, so Family Man will not come up.
Say it. It's good.
Also, it's the Family Man, isn't it? So that would begin with a T.
Okay.
So keep that in mind.
Okay.
And we'll start with Natalie, and the first letter in the grinder, of course, is T. So name any movie that begins with the letter T, Natalie.
Tu Wong Fu, thanks for everything. Julie Newmar.
Yes, full title, always appreciated. Yes. I went with To Kill a Mockingbird. Yeah.
Wait, is the game that we have to guess what you went with?
Yeah, well, if you match me, then you win automatically. I forgot to mention
isn't the
that.
Full title Tu Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar?
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's what
she said muttered that. The Julie Newmar at the end.
Okay.
Because right. She gives performances with nuance in them instead of just being big or nothing.
I was, the answer was so long, I was sort of going off to the dog wrestling school again. And I missed the last bit. I'm so sorry. I can only apologize.
Yeah, I've written something down. If you match me, which it happens every once in a while, then you win automatically.
I didn't know that was the point of the game, but.
Yeah, turns out it is. I should. I'm going to go back to game show host school and get my shit together. I just forget which guests know and which ones don't know.
Got
it. This whole audience knows how the game works, except for Perla. The letter is H, Michael.
Hellboy.
Nice.
Mm. Have you seen Little Nicky?
Yes. Like the sequel.
Yeah, I haven't seen the sequel.
Little Nicky Never Sleeps.
I saw the first. That's not it.
I went with a movie called High Crimes. Did you ever hear that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so this is going to be rough on you. Your next, the letter is E. Just name any movie that begins with E.
Elf.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, good one.
I went with Ernest Goes to Jail.
Yeah. That's sad.
G is your letter, Natalie.
Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Boston on May 28th. I went with Ghosts of Mississippi.
All right.
Where I will not be in the near future. I might be. I might do a gig in Mississippi. R.
Risky Business.
Good one. I went Reversal of Fortune. I is your letter, Theo. I
know what you did last summer.
Mm-hmm. It's weird how it's kind of hard, right?
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
But you could do it.
It's easier if it's just they have a letter I.
Oh, anywhere in the title? I went with
I don't know.
I went with Inherit the Wind.
Oh, yeah.
You know that movie? It's about the Scopes monkey trial.
I know book. I think I felt like, no, I know more books probably.
Yeah.
Overall.
Well, would you like to borrow a copy of, what book was it? Which, Salem's Lot?
Yeah, I would.
Did you ever read that
one? I
was
in the wrestling school again.
I haven't.
Salem's Lot, yeah.
Where does Michael go?
Where have you gotten that story?
Wrestling school.
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney is... in a chokehold with Judy Garland.
All right.
And Michael Vick is coming back from the... Never mind. Never mind. Never mind.
N is the next letter, Natalie.
I think this is the name of a movie. Neverland? Is that a movie?
It's Finding Neverland.
Fuck. Thank you, Michael.
That's okay. It's Finding Neverland, Julie Newmar. Never sleeps.
Is there a movie called No Good Deed Goes Unpunished?
You really can't just think of a...
I really can't.
Even when it begins, you just said the word no.
I know.
No.
Trust me, the whole time
you were answering,
I was just racking my brain for... God.
It's
that
tough.
Not a movie?
It's tough when you're on the spot.
Is that not a movie?
I don't think so. And also, I told Theo no make-em-ups, and I have to apply the same rule to you.
Opposite, you told him yes make-em-ups.
No, just now I told him no
yes.
Make-em-ups. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Changed my make-em-up policy.
Okay. Oh my God, I really cannot think of a
it really flip-flops.
Of an end movie at all.
All right, well, that's okay. We can move over to Michael. Do you have one that begins with N?
Nine.
Does it begin with the number nine?
It's spelled out. It's N-I-N-E. But I don't care. Either way, it works. I went with North Country.
Mm.
Yeah.
That could have worked.
D is your letter, Theo.
I know this one. It's... I think... Dung strike? That's not anything. Dung strike? That's
not it. Oh, it's gonna be. Sorry. Dung strike is my next film.
Ah, too much pressure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like pressure very much. Wow. Dung.
Sorry about the pressure.
Well.
But there's no, I don't think there's a movie called that. I went with Double Jeopardy. Yeah.
Better.
So that's by virtue of elimination, Michael's our winner. But let's see if he can. Was the next letter.
You raise a head.
Wait, is that not me?
No, you're out because
yeah,
you came up
that,
with.
You did not say that.
You
was
said
part of the
no.
Game
you said no something about something or other.
Yeah, I lost.
Yeah.
I had an E one.
E.
You raise a head.
No.
No, it is a film. It's a film.
I went with Aaron Brockovich.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what do you guys, if you had to guess, what do all the movies I've said so far have in common?
I haven't remembered what they are. I didn't know that was part of the game either.
Well, I think I know what it is.
It turns out they were all have courtroom situations in them.
Like The Grinder.
Yeah, exactly.
You put a lot of work into this.
So what do you think? Not really. So what do you think? What do you think?
Runaway Jury. Runaway
Jury. That's correct.
Yes!
It's a match.
So he won?
He did, yeah. Not really. I mean, it doesn't matter.
I was almost as excited then as I was when Mark Wahlberg came out.
Well, good fucking news, dude, because we're doing another line.
Michael, you fucking call me and I'm there for you, brother.
Wow. Still here.
So.
No, I was six blocks away and I heard my fucking name. Yeah.
It's like the bat signal.
You want to do a fucking
feel
line?
It, feel it. Let's do another line,
all
I
right,
guess, since you're here. Go ahead and guess what movie this is from. He doesn't have to say look good, feel good again, because he did that earlier.
Look good, feel good. I think you guys are missing the point. All I'm trying to say is, I want to say I had as much fun as I did when I was stuck in this place. Parties with my friends as much as I could when I was stuck in this place. Smoked as much weed and chased
neighbors
as many girls as I could when I was stuck in this place. Here we go again.
From the top, and less big this time.
You guys are missing the point. I just want to say I had as much fun as I could when I was stuck in this place.
He's good.
I know.
Drank and partied as much as I could when I was stuck in this place.
I want to play. I'm going to play. What the fuck?
Hit me.
It's old school.
It is not old school.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds like something Vince Vaughn would say.
Had as much fun with my friends as I could when I was stuck in this place. Smoked as much weed and chased as many girls as I could when I was stuck in this
place. This is Vince Vaughn.
This is a separate piece, I think.
You want another line? Same movie? You want another line? Same movie?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Watch the leather, man.
What?
Watch the leather, man.
It's about cattle.
Somebody thinks they know it.
Watch the leather, man.
Wow. Oh, it's the leather, man.
Watch the leather,
I
man.
I know the genre.
What is the leather?
Oh, she's
watch
got the
Watch the
genre.
Leather, man.
Do you know a third line from it, or is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we can go all fucking day, dude.
Okay.
Don't yell at Mark Wahlberg, dude. Are you nuts?
I don't know.
Are you trying to work in this town or not?
Check this out right here. What you got right here?
Dyna.
It's a four-barrel carbureted pistons with shaved off the top.
Are you
I put a 350 stock into this thing, and it can do 2.5 off the line. I can do that all day. See, what you got right here is I got a four-barrel stock in this with a carburetor with a 350 dropped in. I shaved the pistons off the top, and you can
Smokey
do 2.5 off the line all day. I'm going to give you one more, and if you do not get it...
We can play the game where you say the title and we repeat it back as fast as we can.
I feel like the Mark Wahlbergness of it all is really
for the listener, for the listener at home and the people in the audience, put your fucking hand up if you know what movie this is.
I hope people at home put their hands up.
The entire audience put their hands up. Okay, here we go.
Beyonce threw put her hand up.
Too fast, too furious.
Ready? This little shit right here, his mom came at me with a fucking shotgun. This little shit right here, his mom came at me with a fucking shotgun. This little shit right here, his
Talladega
mom came
Nights.
At me with a fucking shotgun.
Is it Talladega Nights?
It is not
That's
fucking
what,
Talladega.
Is that a movie?
That's what Thea thinks it is.
Is that a movie?
You want to do another one?
You have another one?
Here we go.
Who is this guy? Who is he?
Son? Son, you better sign that paper. And don't think I haven't seen the people you've been hanging around with. I've noticed.
Wow.
Son, you better sign that paper. And don't think I haven't seen the people you've been hanging around with. I've noticed. You ready for another one?
Wait, he's got a guess. Michael's got a guess.
The fighter?
No. It is not the fucking fighter, dude.
Everybody knows it. This is awesome.
You ready for another one?
Is it Goodwill Hunting?
Yeah, let's do another. Goodwill Hunting, he wants to know. Theo keeps asking me.
Ready? Here we go.
Who are we asking?
It's up to Mark. It's
all right,
Mark
dude.
Knows the answer. I'm playing too.
Look better, feel better.
Boy, he really wants to sell this one.
All right, dude. I'm going to give you shotgun, but only because I'm going back inside. You can have it.
What?
All right, dude. I'm going to give you shotgun, but only because I'm going back inside. You can have it. You want another one? Yeah. Y'all are a disgrace to the game of pool, and you're even lucky that I let you play at my table.
What?
You all are a disgrace to the game of pool, and you're even lucky I let you play at my table.
Rounders.
I'm going to give you one more.
Okay. I love that you... I want to see how many lines you know.
Fine. This won't even be the giver. Here's another one. I know you, right? Yeah, we had science class together. I know you, right? Yeah, we had science class together. Okay, here's
Goodwill
another
Hunting.
One.
You already guessed Goodwill Hunting.
But
it's
I
not
think
Goodwill
it's still
Hunting.
It.
No.
It's when not. Peggy Sue got married.
No? Here we go, another one. It's like the law of nature, you know what I'm saying? All you have to do is go in there, get one good shot, and then everybody breaks it up because you just don't want to disturb the herd. Wow. It's like the law of nature, you know what I'm saying? All I got to do is get in one good shot, and then you just don't want to disturb the herd.
Is he talking to us or you?
Talking to everybody right
He's
now.
He's saying all of these have been lines from the same movie.
They are from the
and
same movie.
And none of us have been able to guess what it is.
And the entire audience knows.
Not the entire... raise your hand if you don't know.
Yeah,
Wait,
there's plenty
of
don't know.
What was the second one?
If you raise your hand, get the fuck out of here. No, come back, Doug. Doug, come back, dude.
Damn, Mark Wahlberg's cool.
I feel like it's on the
table. I should have let Doug go. I finally could have had this show. Okay. You want another one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I just can't figure it out.
I can't either.
It's interesting to hear a movie if Mark Wahlberg played all the parts.
Yeah.
Or has it been all the same character talking?
Is no. It in Seattle?
He moves around, bro.
Okay. I know you're versatile.
All right, listen up, you freshman bitches.
Days to Confuse?
It is fucking Days to Confuse.
A couple of times I thought it might be Days to Confuse, but it wasn't like McConaughey lines or anything that I
love all those fucking lines.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
All right.
Hey, you probably love it because of all the hazing, right?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Putting people in their place?
If you could paddle everybody all the time, you would totally do it.
I wouldn't have to. I'd be like, paddle yourself. You deserve it.
All right, Mark Wahlberg, everybody. And playing the entire cast of Days to Confuse.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
My next guess was going to be American Graffiti Now.
Oh, yeah.
Just close.
That would be close. That would be close. It's in the same genre, sort of. Yeah. I keep getting older, but the girls, they stay the same age. Working on my Mark Rubio impression. All right, so let's play one more game. And this is the one that, this is for all the chips. So everything that's happened prior to now
doesn't
really matter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it matters because, you know, you want to win and have fun.
Yeah, you've done well.
But this game you're going to be great at. I have a good feeling about you on this one. Yeah, we're going to play Last Man Stanton. Yeah. In this game, Theo, this is exciting. If you can't come up with an answer, one time you can use a lifeline, mm-hmm. and that lifeline is the person whose name tag you pick. So that dude over there has to help you out.
Yeah, Donna's
making And Christine sense. Has to help out Michael if Michael needs help. And Natalie, what's yours again?
Perla.
Of course, Perla.
Yeah.
She's going to be a lot of help. Let's make
she knew
the lady who made the name tag should also get to whisper the answer in Perla's ear if we need help. Okay? All right. And the idea of the game is we're going to get the name of an actor mm-hmm. or actress, and we just have to take turns naming movies that person was in. And if you can't think of one, you're out.
I can do it.
And you're out for good.
I can.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We like exact titles like Wall Street, No 2. Mm-hmm. Colon, Money Never Sleeps.
Yeah. Boogie Nights.
Yeah, that's an exact title. Good, good example, Theo. Yeah. Okay. At Congo Man. Congo Man? Is that, it's you? Mm. This is fucking crazy. This happens more often than not. I'll pick somebody to come up with the starter name for Last Man Standing, who also ended up getting their name tag chosen. Mm-hmm. So Theo, he gets to pick the name, so you have even more advantage now.
Make it easy on us.
But also, he's your lifeline, so he's going to pick somebody that he knows a lot of their movies.
Make it easy on you.
I would hope. He said he had a good name. He wrote to me on Twitter, so let's hear it.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Interesting.
But you only get one use of the lifeline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you could use it right out of the gate if you want, you know, whenever you want to use it. You don't have to wait until you're absolutely desperate.
Who goes first?
You do.
Yeah.
Me?
Who won that last game? Who said Shaft first?
He did, but we were tied from the last two rounds, I think. But you said Shaft first.
I just told you get to go first.
Okay, fine.
You questioned it.
Vinny.
And then
My
when I
Vinny.
Said...
Okay. I went first.
Oh, you sure did. All right, so she says my cousin Vinny, and which way are we going, Michael?
Casino.
All right, well, if we're doing that, if we're just getting those out of the way, I'll go ahead and say...
You play too?
Yeah, for fun.
Okay.
But what if you use one of ours that we were about to use?
That would be bad for you. That would be something that you'd be like, ooh, that didn't work out so great. All right, but I'll help you out a little bit, Theo, and I'll say one. There's no way in hell you were going to use Gone Fishing.
Home Alone.
What? Yes. When Natalie started to object, I was like, yeah, he wasn't in that. Of course he's in it.
He's gonna be
Natalie.
I'm going to guess on this one. Goodfellas?
That's a guess?
I feel like...
Is this game a clown to you? Michael. Oh,
God. I've never seen...
I know, Pesci's a tough one.
Can it be a film that he's a character in?
What? Jersey I like Boys. Where you're going with this.
Jersey Boys. He's a character in Jersey Boys.
What does that mean? The like somebody's playing Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci is a character in the Jersey Boys.
All right, I'll take it. I don't like taking it. Yeah, there's audience
take
members
it,
who are upset.
Doug, take it. You know you like taking it. From your mic.
Whoa. Thought we were going to be cool about all that. I'm going to go with another one that that Theo probably wouldn't say, just to try to, you know, help you out a little bit. And I'm going to go with... No, you'll probably say this.
Yeah.
If given the chance.
Yeah.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
No! Dang, dude. You know that's the only one that I knew.
You got your lifeline.
Yeah, you got your lifeline.
I just don't know if I trust this guy. No offense to you, man, but I just don't know him.
He's the one who picked Pesci.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was his idea.
My bad, dude. My bad, man. I'm going to let me think for one more second because I might have something in
think
my head
about
that's
you
right.
You might have another one.
Joe Pesci?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. I think Joe Pesci's kind of a wild guy. I think he, I'm going to use my lifeline.
All right.
Raging Bull.
He says Raging Bull, of course.
Is that right?
Raging Bull.
Good answer, buddy.
Good Did answer. He? I think he took home the Best Supporting Actor Oscar for that, maybe.
Yep, I think you're right.
I think maybe. Maybe it was Goodfellas. Natalie?
I, too, shall use my lifeline.
All right. Where's your lifeline at, Perla?
Lethal Weapon
3. Lethal Weapon 3. I like nice. It. I like that a lot. Michael?
All right. Good job, Perla.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice.
I'm going to use my lifeline because I suspect that the Snickers commercial is not going to...
That's... We will not accept...
That's not going to fly,
a Snickers commercial. No Snickers adverts allowed. So where's your lifeline at? Where's Christine at? Do you have one, Christine?
Weapon as well.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but you're not going to because she said it. What you're actually going to say is a film that Joe Pesci's in, aren't you? Please, God.
Come on, you can do it.
Come on, Christine, you can
just
do it.
Just say it, Christine.
Come on.
There could be, I can't even see if that far back. There might be people whispering in her ear. What?
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Take
What'd
that back.
Say?
What'd she
Take
say?
That. Swallow what you just said. Swallow it. Never let it come out again.
Okay.
Turn it into alchemy gold.
What
did you say?
JFK?
Yeah. JFK. JFK! That's right!
Yes.
He's in the fucking movie you brought that has every actor in it!
Listen, I was giving her a chance. I wanted her to have a moment in the sun. I knew JFK. I just wanted Christine to get it. I'm not in this for myself.
The guy that runs my building knows a lot about movies, and so if he was sitting where I am right now, he'd probably say The Super. Theo, have any more possibilities popped into your head?
Let me think about it. I feel like I pretty much have to have an answer, so... It's hard, man.
I can give you a little clue if you'd like it. There's no JFK 2. They haven't gotten around to making a sequel to that one yet.
JFK 2, he never wakes up.
Man.
I'm saying. I'm sorry, I'm a visitor to your country. I'm so sorry.
All right. Can it be?
You had a good run.
Can it be a movie that they did a voiceover in?
Yeah. You know for sure he's a voice in an animated film?
Oh, I'm back in this game. Unless Theo says the thing I'm thinking of.
What is it?
I think it's Finding Nemo.
No, it's not.
Yeah, he's not in Finding Nemo.
Can we look that up?
No, we don't need to look that up.
I think he was like the darker fish.
No. I don't know what. I don't know where you're going with that, but I'm sorry.
Tall,
I'm sorry.
Dark, you know. Fish.
Sure, no. I mean, he just. It could have been him, I feel like.
Okay.
I lost?
Yeah. Oh, it could have. But
you know, you put up a good fight, and I'm going to say shithead at the end of the show on behalf of the person you played for. So it was a good first appearance.
Sorry, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. He picked Pesci.
Yeah, that's a good point. You only knew one.
Well, he's not allowed to help you out more than once.
That's a good point.
He might know more.
Yeah, we got to study.
Don't fight, you guys.
You're right. I'm sorry. Thank you. Thank you very much, man.
Natalie's over there thinking.
I don't know if this is right because I've never seen it.
Bring it.
But I think Get Shorty?
No.
No?
He's not.
Does it seem like he would be in it?
Well, if you're going to be the kind of person that confuses him with Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I didn't say
if
twins.
You're somebody's mom, he's in it. Okay. Do you have another one, Michael? You thought of an animated one?
Yeah, Shark's Tale.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, in the States it's called Shark Tale, but international version was Shark's Tale.
Exactly, yeah, that's right.
And Finding Nemo in some places.
Now, it's my turn, and I say that we said Lethal Weapon 3, very smart, and I started thinking about when was he introduced in the series, and it's confusing because, you know, they made 4 of them, and... So I'm going to say Lethal Weapon 2. And then he was also in 3. But did he show up at all in 4? Or yeah. He did a little bit? A lot or a little bit? They probably toned it down. No? A lot?
Yeah.
Because in the third one, it's like, oh, no, too much of this. Too much of this guy that won't shut the fuck up. But I think everybody did a great job. But Michael is our official winner. What's the one he was in where he was a homeless guy?
Stealing Harvard?
Within what?
With Honors.
With Honors.
Is he in that film that Scorsese did that's like not a really a proper film, but it was with Scorsese's mother? And isn't it called like Italian?
Oh, I bet. The Italian Wedding or something? Or
Italian
How to Be an Italian?
Yeah, something like that.
Italian-American.
What? The Italian-American? And is Pesci in it?
No.
No. Do they eat seafood in it? Pesci? What other movies did we miss?
Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag!
Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag. It's fun to hear it. 3 people yelling that at the same time. What else? It's strangely limited. You'd think he'd be in a lot more movies, but...
It's just a big presence.
He had a good run for 20 years, I think. What else? The Easy Money, the Rodney Dangerfield movie. Yeah, should have thought of that, of course. Betsy's Wedding? Are you confusing him with Anthony LaPaglia? Who acts very Italian in that?
He was married to Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, okay. Lady knows her shit. Another mobster movie? I think we hit all of them that he was in.
Isn't Get Shorty a mobster movie?
Yeah, but he's not in it. Bronx Tale.
Is he in the Bronx Tale?
You knew it. If only you knew it. What?
Public Eye, who plays a photographer.
Ah, yeah. Nice.
In what?
The Public Eye.
The Public Eye. Yeah, I thought Poltergeist. He's a photographer in Poltergeist. Well, everybody did a great job today, I think. Let's have one more round of applause for Theo Vaughn, Natalie Morales, and Michael Sheen. Christine, come get all your prizes. There's a ton of stuff up here for you to come and grab. Don't go yet, you guys. Hang on a second. Oh, she's whispering something to Michael. Did you want something else?
She didn't have a shithead, so I asked her to think of one during the show and then give it to me when I won.
Right, but she doesn't get to say one because she wins the prizes.
Ah, oh, that's right. So it doesn't matter.
So
that's right.
It's so moot.
But you get to get the prizes.
Yeah. She gets all this stuff. And share the poster with that guy over there. There you go. Congratulations, Christine. And pass your name tag to me, Natalie, because it's got a shithead on the back that I'll read in a second. And Theo, what do you got to plug, buddy? Where can we see you? On Netflix?
I got a special that just started on Netflix called No Offense. Started streaming last Friday, so you can watch it. And thank you. Thanks for saying that. And
front row love.
Yeah. It ain't the wisest humor in the world, but we tried our best. And
wow, you sound like a political person or like a candidate. Like it was just you doing your jokes, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, when you say we, that's weird.
Okay, well, but thank you anyway. I hope you check it out. And Doug, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Theo Von. Natalie. Watch The Grinder Tuesdays at 9:30 on Fox. What's your lead-in? What's the show that's on at 9?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, watch that too. Why not?
You know, watch ours more. Yeah.
But that's a good hour.
Yeah, it's a good hour.
And then it goes right into the news at 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, you stick around and find out about the weather the next day like you can't look at your phone. And Michael... The great Michael Sheen has a movie coming out someday.
Stuff, you'll hear about it.
Word is going to get out.
Yeah.
Are you about to go to work on anything?
Well, we start the next season of Masters of Sex.
When does that start up?
Well, not until June.
All right, so we'll see you again in a few weeks?
Yeah.
Michael Sheen. Natalie Morales. Theo Von. I'm going to be... at the San Jose Improv, March 24th and 26th, DougLovesMovies.com, as always, and as always, Donald Trump is a shithead. This is your nice poster, you can have it back. And something you just don't expect to see written on the side of a donut box. Dieting is a shithead.
Once again, today's episode is brought to you by HBO Now. HBO Now is the way to stream all of HBO. Every episode of every season of HBO's series, plus the biggest and latest hit movies before any other streaming service. No TV package required. Download the app on your favorite device to start your 30-day free trial instantly.
Another talkie, eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.